I checked an infantry division as I knew from my own experience in my own company and my battalion, but the average infantry casualties, I went to the library a few years after the war, of a division of 12,000 men online, more than 10,000 were casualties, either wounded, killed, or taken prisoner. And I remember at the end of the first day, our company was down to 29 men, which is less than a platoon. And I wrote this poem years later called Warrior Wisdom. I had just come in from bringing a message out, and the artillery, the German artillery, was like endless storm lightning. They were using artillery like pistol bullets as toward the end of the war. I came down into the cellar of this farmhouse, this earthen floor of the cellar. For a moment, I sat down. I didn't even know the term. He was in shock or state of shock. But for a moment, I sat down. After I sat down with my back against the wall of the, my eyes met the eyes of another soldier sitting opposite me, and we looked away from each other at once. And I knew then why I looked away from him. I knew I was looking at somebody who was going to die very soon, and I couldn't stand to look at him. And he looked away from me for the same reason. Now, one doesn't have to know this for the poem. The explanation or the introduction is much longer than the poem. And the poem, your own life experience is brought to the poem. I've given it to doctors when I was attending a friend who was dying of cancer. They thought I'd written it for him. Anyway, Warrior Wisdom. Do not scrutinize a secret wound. Avert your eyes. Nothing's to be done. Where darkness lies, no light can come.